Welcome back to the Flawed Podcast. My name is Peter Larsson, and in this inspirational, educational, and motivational episode, we'll talk about the concepts of mental models, one of the most important thinking tools for us wisdom workers. So, what is it? Most simply, a mental model is a conceptual idea that explains how something works in the world. Why should we care about simplifying our way of thinking? Well, the world is very complex. If you look at one of the best thinkers on the area, Charlie Munger, that I talked about a lot, you could also think about Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, or Ray Dalio, one of the best investors of all time. You can think of this tool as compounding for your mind. So compound interest is, you know, used in mathematics, and it's not noticeable at first, but then it turns exponential. So if we use these tools that doesn't change over time, we can improve our way of thinking, let's say with 1% every day. And after a year of 1% improvement on a day-to-day basis, you will reach 37% improvement. Challenge me on this. Read the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. You see, he already done the math. And if you stack knowledge on top of knowledge, you will, you know, become a high leverage decision maker. And after all, what do we want to be? We want to become happy. If we're not happy, we have to change something. And if we are happy, we are successful. And, you know, successful can be different things to different people, but I like the thing that using the course as well, Focus Productivity, where we talk about all these timeless concepts, mental models, pretty much a deep dive in all the things that we talk about on the show, in this podcast. We talk about his definition of successful. That's my aim when I'm trying to increase my productivity. And the answer to what is successful is the person who wakes up in the morning, do whatever he wants to do, and then, you know, after the day's over, go to bed, go to sleep. That's the definition of successful people or person. That is the freedom to do whatever you want. That's success for me. You can define it however you want, but still, most people are not where they want to be at the moment, and that is the reason for change. But going back to this thinking tool, why should we use mental models? Well, let's invert it. What should we not study if we want to become wisdom workers? We should then study, or not study, things that change rapidly. Things that will be out of fashion next year or next week. So, for example, top 3 email strategies for a new tool that will not exist in 2 weeks or just hit the market. That's an example of inversion strategy that we talked about in the last episode. Okay, so what would be a good next step when we now understand that these simplified models of reality can help us make good decisions for the long run, using compound interest to increase our decision-making ability and also, you know, increase our way of thinking? For instance, we should start to collect mental models. And the first one that I really like, you know, is that we mentioned inversion. One of the most powerful things. We should look into psychology, mental models. One of my favorites is The 6 Principles of Influence by Robert Cialdini. We can talk about confirmation bias. Now we're in the psychology realm. Anchoring, social proof, and, you know, 80-20 principle that we talked about a lot, also called Pareto principle, which is the distribution of things is normally within 80-20. And this is percentage. So 20% of the people on Earth holds 80% of all the wealth, for instance. And someone told me that is something along the lines with on the moon, craters on the moon have 20% of the total area of the moon or something like that. Don't quote me on that though. For game theory, the prisoner's dilemma, we can think about a lot of other things, history, economics, etc. It's a lot of good books to read about it. What your lesson for this week is to start to collect, make a Google sheet or whatever you use to collect information in your second brain that we talked about a lot as well. For instance, Evernote. Add these mental models. 80-20 inversion. 6 principles of influence. And I would also say that focused productivity is a good, really good mental model for productivity. The 7 timeless principles of focused productivity. So you will add that to mental models as well. For instance, one is extreme ownership. For instance, one other is make the future better than your past. So these thinking tools will help you your day to day. And it's like the map is not the territory. So when the map is only the map, but then things are more complex, and then you'll have to adapt your mental models. So think about that, implement it, and good luck, and talk to you in the next class.